A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, June 28, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Blessing Zulu.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about price hikes in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, as usual, phone us directly at the following number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter more frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 1560 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us on www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about price hikes in Zimbabwe following the abandonment of the multiple currency system in the country a few days ago.
The majority of Zimbabweans say the prices are now out of reach, with workers struggling to make ends meet. Prices of all basic commodities, including mealie-meal, bread and others, have gone up. The price of a 2-liter bottle of cooking oil has been increased from $15 to $27, while that of a 2-kilogram bag of Mahatma rice went up from $18 to $57.
Some economists have criticized the Zimbabwe's government for abandoning the multiple currency system, saying the country is creeping back to the crippling historic hyperinflation period of 2008 that led to the abandonment of the Zimbabwe dollar in 2009.
But the government is blaming some businesses of price gouging. While prices of basic commodities are going up on a daily basis, the government has also introduced stringent regulations in the buying and selling of maize, restricting purchases of the staple food to the state-controlled grain marketing board.
Siyabona ukuthi le rice layo intengo yayo isikhuphukile isinkwa sikhuluma nje abantu abaningi bathi basayenelisi ukuthi basithenge. Nxa sikhangela ke cooking oil i 2 liters siyabona ukuthi ikhuphuke intengo kusukela ku $15 yaya ku $27 kuzobuya ke i 2 kg ye Mahatma rice ikhuphuke intengo kusukela ku $18 isiya ku $57 kuzobuya i 5 kg ye flour katesi sokutwa ke si $76. So ke kukanya ngazani ke abantu abanengi bathi lokhu kwenzakala ngesikhathi kusanda ukuthi kuthwe akusasetshenziswa imali yakwamanye amazwe elizweni leZimbabwe. Sisetshenziswa kuphela emngceleni lapho ungabhadalwa khona i-customs duty kumbe nxa uthenga itikiti lendizamtshina. So abantu bathi kuzima kakhulu. Kuze kuya ke uhulumende uphindile njalo uthi ke nxa uthenga ku-grain marketing board yikho kumele uthenge khona umumbu. Kodwa ungeke wathenga uthengisa uyabotshwa ufele jele sibili ngokwezo khonokho kunjalo ke plesa
wonke ukahama wadiwa nasi tira kuti tinge tichitarisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu panyaya dzemitengo vakawanda munyika vari kuchema-chema kuti mitengo yezvinhu iri kuramba ichiita chamuramba mhuru kunyange hazvo hurumende yakabvisa kushandiswa kwemari dzekunze dzinosanganisira dhora rekuamerica pula rand nedzimwe ichiti iyo ndo zviri kupa kuti mitengo yezvinhu ikwire zvakanyanyisa asi izvi kusvika pari zvino zvinenge zviri kukona ng'anga murapwa achida asi vehurumende vari kuti ivo chiri kukonzera kuti zvidaro inyaya yevemabhizimisi vari kuda kuita nhafu vakawanda vacho vachitengesa zvinhu nemitengo yakakurisa zvekuti nyange vakatenga mari kana pamusika mutema nekudhura kuri kuita zvinhu zvacho hurumende iri kuti hazvisi kufambirana asi vemabhizimisi vari kuti aiwa mari ndo iri kuvaitira shoma nekudaro vakada kunotenga zvinhu kunze zvinenge zvichidhura vopedzisira votengeserawo vanhu zvinhu zviri kudhura nekune rimwe divi vashandi vari kuchema-chemawo kuti mari dzavo dzemihoro hadzisi kuwedzerwa sekukwira kuri kuita mitengo yezvinhu nekudaro zvinhu zvavaomera ndo nyaya yatoda kuti tinge tichizeya nhasi uye manzwa hurumende ichiti vanhu havachabvumidzwe kungotengesa-tengesa chibage chaakuchifanira kutengeswa kuburikidza neGMB kunze kwekunge uine masagi mashanu ari pasi pemakirogiramu anokwana kuita iwo makumi mashanu kana kuti 50 kg ndo chaunokwanisa kutakura asi chimwe chinofanira kunge chichitengeswa kugrain marketing board nekudaro makasununguka hamawadiwa kuti mpinde mchirongwa tize kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei panyaya yemitengo. Gibbs.
Right now I think we are joined by two guests, Mr. Gilbert Muponda, who is an economist. Mr. Muponda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Blessing, and good evening, Zimbabwe. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We are also joined by Mr. Michael Ndiweni, who is the leader of Informal Traders. He's based in Bulawayo. Good evening, Mr. Ndiweni, and welcome to the program.
Hey, good evening, Kix. Good evening to us. I mean, our listeners, if I mean it that way.
Yes, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Let's start with you, Mr. Muponda. Mr. Muponda, it appears things are not going as advertised. The government had said that the reason why prices were going up is because of the basket of currencies that the country was using. And as a result, it decided that what needs to be done is to ban all the foreign currencies and allow people to trade within our borders with only the Zimbabwe dollar. And so that prices will go down, but the opposite is happening. Why?
Well, Blessing, I think the starting point should be to look at how we ended up with multi-currencies and the RTGS and all these things that have been happening. I think for starters, we had hyperinflation up to 2009, mm-hmm. and then the Zimbabwe dollar then was demonetized, and then we adopted the multi-currency system to gain some level of price stability, which happened over the last 9 to 10 years. The prices indeed stabilized, and prices were under control, and the economy basically stabilized. However, when an economy stabilizes, it's not enough. You need the economy to grow as well. So you have to put in place other measures that allow the economy to grow. Hence, we started to have the current reforms that started with the bond coins, then the bond notes, then the RTGS, and then the new currency that we have. These are reforms that are necessary for us to get some level of certain tools that a monetary policy statement should be able to have access to, so that you can control the economy using those tools. When you are using a foreign currency like we had before, you didn't have those tools. These tools, these are basic tools that are required for any modern economy. These tools include things like interest rates, mm-hmm. whereby if people deposit money, they can get high interest rates. If they borrow, they should be charged interest rates. Then also the bank, the Reserve Bank, can mop up liquidity. When there's too much money circulating, the Reserve Bank has got power to suck that liquidity so that they reduce money in circulation to manage the money that is chasing goods in the economy. Mm-hmm. So what has happened is that we have a new monetary situation in the country, and it has caused some instability in that people were not expecting it. People had a timeline. I think they were looking at 9 to 12 months. That's when they were hoping or thinking that a new currency would be introduced. But this was done sooner rather than later, because we had seen that there was a lot of speculation in terms of how the rate was now depreciating for no good reason at all. Okay. Other than that, people were speculating and piling up and stashing up U.S. dollars, such that people were just, when you got access to bond notes, you were buying U.S. dollars. Okay. For no other reason than just to save or to stash it. And it was important that the U.S. dollar is limited, its usage, towards imports, mm-hmm. not local goods. So what happened is just that you are not allowed to buy local goods using foreign currency, mm-hmm. but you can keep your currency for whatever reason you want it for, but you cannot just buy local goods. This is important in that we are generating about $5 billion U.S. dollars as a country in exports. Mm-hmm. And that money is now what we are using to import goods into the country and also to buy local goods. So there was an important decision to separate these two, such that only for local goods you can use local currency. If you are buying, say, something like, say, tomatoes that were grown in Chishawasha in Zimbabwe, there's no reason for you to use U.S. dollars. If you are a government worker working for the Zimbabwean government and you are in Zimbabwe, there's no reason for you to be paid in U.S. dollars. So this trend had to be corrected. The adjustment might be painful to swallow for now, but it is very necessary for the economy to do and go through these things. If you look at other expert economists, mm-hmm. from the IMF to the World Bank to the EU, everyone has said Zimbabwe is on the correct path. They've asked for further reforms, but the path we're going is the right direction. What matters is not the speed at which you are moving, it's the direction. The direction that the country has taken to liberalize the economy, liberalize its market, which has been begged by introduction of an interbank market, whereby people, if you need foreign currency, if you're a traveler, you can go to your bureau of exchange and buy this currency at the going rate. If you have your own currency, you can sell it to your bank. This is what a normal economy should be like. We cannot allow the Reserve Bank to determine everything, to say you want foreign currency, you go to the Reserve Bank, as if the Reserve Bank generates foreign currency. It was not a good thing as well. So whilst people might find some fault in what is happening, this is necessary because now we are freeing the Reserve Bank from that burden or that monopoly it had over foreign currency. Because everything was going towards the Reserve Bank. Whether you want to buy medication, you want to buy fuel, you want to buy, you know, anything imported, all these foreign currency are being allocated by the Reserve Bank. But
Thank you.
Has changed. Now, if you need foreign currency, then go to the interbank market.
Thank you, Mr. Mponda. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. Gibbs.
Now, let's go to Mr. Michael Njweni. Baba Njweni, siya kwamke lo kshelo.
Gibbs, unjani.
Nong, pili kakulu. Ye, akucho Baba Njweni, uzwilu wa Mponda, uyakhuluma lapha, uzaphendula ngesikhiwa briefly, ubesu kubeka nje khuluma ngesiNdebele. So ube utshaya ngamafitshane sibili kakhulu. So what do you think about the current situation in Zimbabwe? Is this a new policy working in terms of the statutory instrument 142 of 2019?
Yeah, this is a double, for me, I think it's a double-edged sword. And on the other hand, it has got a positive impact, particularly for traders trading locally and who don't cross border for us as CGTA. And on the other hand, for ICBTs, those who cross borders to get goods out of the country, it's a different story altogether. It has serious impact, serious ramifications. So I would say that to a larger extent, the policy to restore issue of currency is positive because we have been calling for that as a sector because our people have been struggling to even get money from the black market because the rates were ballooning and every day they were speculating. And also even locally, for people to get goods for resale, prices were changing every day. So to some extent, and I said to that extent, the move was a bit positive. But however, for people that are actually crossing borders to get goods out of the country, it's a serious problem because right now they are not able to get foreign currency because it has been banned. So people think that you cannot use the US dollar to buy goods or to exchange the person wants to go to South Africa or any other country. Mm-hmm. So I would say that it's a very big problem now. So I think that what is needed now is to try and lobby the government to try and put in place mechanisms to restore confidence in the Zimbabwean dollar so that people are able to take the money and then use it. And then we can go to the event. So in Kavanguti, Utawa Lolo, Utawa Olu, Olu, Olu Ravi, Lukali, Palangapa, for Avandu Avatanga Lokali. Despite the fact that we had to address the currency issue. The problem is that right now, I want to trust the currency yet. Ubuti, it will have value.
Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Gabriel.
Ndatenda mukoma Blessing.
Regai titi vamponda vapindure. Vamponda pindurai tinzwe ndofunga manzwa zvataurwa namukoma Gabriel.
Ndafunga mukoma Gabriel wataura mubvunzo chaiwo Joshua vari right papa kuti pane yatingati ma information gaps ekuti I think Reserve Bank ne Ministry of Finance ne hurumende pacheza vanofanira kuita inoti inonzi iya information campaign iya yekusensitize vanhu vachinyatsoudza vanhu kuti chii chakaitika zvakananga kupi iya yatinoti media blitz nekuti panofanira kunge paine information iri readily available yekuti ukapinda mubhengi mumachechi muzvikoro pese pangoungana vanhu mumakombi kana mumabhazi mumaairport pese pauri ngapawanikwe paine information iyo inonyatsoexplainira vanhu kuti chaitika chii ipapapa ndo pangandodaro pai kuti vanhu valose confidence a bit ndosaka maprona maprize achiita overreact kuti there's no justification yekuti mafuta anga achiita $10 abva aita $27 the next day hapana justification Blessing ipapo yekuti iri linked to the product kana to the market movement iyo tingangoti ifiye yakangobata vanhu kuti ah hasi kuziva chii chaitika saka munhu auda ngokambura mari yako anisa yataa kuti profit hearing but driven by fear ipapo panenge pachiti vamutudi nawamanguza vanokurudzirwa ende ndotovakurudzirwa izvi nevari muhurumende kuti ngapaitwe proper campaign ingangotora 3 to 6 months vanhu vachinyatsoudzwa vachipiwa maexplanations ari adequate kuti aiwa maus dollars amunenge matumirwa kubva kunze kubva kudiaspora unonovapiwa akadaro kuwese nyenyeno kwaunenge waenda hautorerwi nemunhu unonge watengesa kana wakuda iwe kuatengesa kubhenki kana kubureau of change saka ipapo painformation gap ndotaura zvoshuwa iyo iripo asi yavapo kudaro vanhu ngavaregere kutanganwa kuti chingwa chavarichiri chadollar for two angari two maus dollars haava kutaurai saka ukataisa rate riko izvozvo rate randaona kubhenki I think is about 7 or 8 kubhenki nhasi US dollar asi chingwa chiri kuwanikwa ne $4 which is still 50 cents US dollars Saka in US dollar terms zvinhu zvadzika price blessing. Ipapo kuti vanhu vakabatisise kuti currency yataka kudila nayo iyi it's not a US dollar. Saka zvinhu zvatodzika. Avo varoti kuti hanzi kupinda kwaita munangagwa zvinhu zvabva zvakwira mari dzatanga kushaika. Ipapo hapati chokwadi nekuti mabond notes nema bond coins aka introduced ne old government ya President Mugabe, former president. Vamunangagwa vakatosvika zviripo and ma movements avari kuita ndekutry kukorekta zvinhu. Wekuita yatinoti reform yekugadzirisa kuti nyika ive inonzi nyika inofanira kunge ine mari yayo yakazvimirira. Amtiwa makaona nezuro chaya Botswana ikataura kuti government yeBotswana ichatambirima foreign currency. Imwe nyika ndo zvadziri kuita ndokuti nyika ikwanise kumanage economy yayo yega. Hamukwanisi kumanage economy muchishandisa mari yekunze. Asi chatoda kukurudzira hurumende zvinofanira kuitika zvakare ndechekuti Zimbabwe inofanira kugenerata inonzi foreign currency yega. Hatifani kungomira tichitrade mari iri muno iyoyo. Tofanira kuramba tichigenerata foreign currency pakuexporta zvinhu zvakawanda. Ngatigadzire zvimwe zvinhu muZimbabwe zvatotengeserawo nyika dzekunze kwete kuti izvozvo vanhu vanoimporta yogurt kana cheese. Izvozvo zvinomira zvakanaka. Ipapo nyika haifumuke zvokuti vanhu vari kuimpota chero mvura chero machira emboga zvo David Whitehead aya akungoimpota obva kunze mari inowandwa nepressure inocollapse because inonzi balance of payment position yenyika inodeteriorate kana mukaramba muchingotenga zvekunze asi mabvana chamuri kutengesa saka paya patiri kutaura nezvane beneficiation nevalue addition yekuti patiri kutengesa platinum isina kugadzirwa kana goridhe risina kugadzirwa goridhe iroro ngarigadzirwe kuti iwe kana jewelry inotengeswa iti higher value madiamonds atiri kutengesa izi rough diamonds. We should process them locally. We have value addition. So good, any guy who thinks when them think work as some mukira. Those are different with that. We are beyond even our own currency. Both together, even our own currency, it's been built by exports. Currency only get weak and you know that it collapse, it depreciate. So that no one get out with moves. A good encourage my exports. Things like horticulture. We are importing from Zimbabwe. So we import the export amaru. I change kunana England, kunana Holland. Chini zvinofanira kukurudzirwa netobhako inofanira kuramba ichikurudzirwa kuti varimi ngavaramba vachirima vachipiwawo mutengo uri nani vachichengeta maus dollar vanenge vaemawo amwe izvo zvinoencourage kuti tirambe tichiexporta zvinhu ndo zvinofanira kunge zvichiitika nekuti ikangoita currency yega isina maexports ameibheka currency iyo inenge ichineseka saka zimbabwe ndo government inofanira kuexplaina zvakare kuti titori nemaexports atiri kuita tine platinum tine gold tine madiamonds and tine chrome neto bako ya triku exporter which is supporting the current. We need to export more.
Tinotenda vamfunda rambai zvenyu muri parunare Gibbs.
Yes, lo baba ke umkandle foni wose zvekuti vamkandle kuteni. Baba mkandle ungachona njani?
Hayi ngiyaphila baba linjani?
Ngiyaphila mkandle ungaphe emhlabeni lapho?
Ha umkandle, umkandle wose bhinga.
Oh mkandle kunjani bhinga?
Ah kuzima kubhurwana.
Indaba yokunyumba.
Zvitu zvadhura mwezi uno kwayo maloko kumikwa kwana ta kuti dzatekepo kuno
kunzima
kunzima usasevenze ngapaya zvii zvinhu sezvatikanisa kumbe kangaki ngaki azii malesasingasaisevenzilei esinganzihlupa kuzosi ayazisokuhlangene gongele uno mumbu wokuti asingasahambisa kwemini imango ndengapaya zisitenga ngomumbu esitolo inkomo kate tawai wose singi inkomo zvokurimisa sokuti asingasahambisa umumbu yazokuzima sezvii zvokuzima wokuti sesikurala nezimbabwe
so ungavhela uthenga umumbu uyawuthola njani njengoza kuthiwa kumele uthwale i-50 kg kuphela so nxa uthwalela abanye ke kuzokumele lenzeni
ikokimangalisayo mina abazali bami abanye bakhathana lami kwabanye komunye uchief ungapensenga esiyabhuwa so ngingasengisiyabanceda kumbe sengisiyadinga inkomo yokuthi zama ukuzinceda ngilime. So kuti asengibotasehamba lo mumbu wangu sengiswele ukuthi sokuyikuyini imali zangu ane zikade zisinceda ngazo amayusa umba amarandi ekade sisebenzisa ngawo vele lawo sokuthiwa sevaliwe futhi sisebenzise njani asisakwazi ogogo kade bephiwa imali lama-n g os kathesi sa sibehamba sizebehambe kumabhenki ebhenki ngapha ebhinki akula mabhenki okuthiwa sihambe ma-interbhenki wangukhona lapo asilabo thina lapha manje ogogo benze njani ngemali zakho ngasesiswele konke vele sokunzima ndoda
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu so khonapho ke singathi intengo ngokudima enjani esitolo sizokuthiwa kuzima sibe
khonokho kukhulu nabanye amathukela sabo-34 amakhukela kubo-50-60 khonapho kunzima vele thina njengapha vele imali besingasela ndaba besisebenza ngomumbu esikhathi esiningi
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu sibongile kakhulu khona ngapho ke ebhinga what in our success ever.
I will.
Yeah, so President Nicola is saying that you know they used to use the rand, the dollar and other currencies. But he says they're no longer using it. and now grandmothers and granddaddies, they've got a problem. He says they used to get money from NGOs, and so they're supposed to get this US dollar and go to the banks. He says there are no banks around in certain areas in Pinga. So where should they go to change their kind of money? So he says that's a big point. I guess we've got a caller or two.
Oh, Baba Ndlovu.
Ndlovu, connect to one. Baba Ndlovu, caller, connect to one, Baba. Here, calling us on the phone, I say caller for. See, I'm going to go, Baba, undi when. I'm going to spend the
money.
Maybe, Sivani, Baba Ndlovu,
Baba
before we go to Undiwen, Skisparin Bichan. So, see, I want to do you love and Thomas Candela Facebook. Umazinyane Chuma, Utilamin Kona Tube, Uzemo Kona Lapagi. Ukol ruler, Uti Umponda. How can you generate foreign currency when there's so much corruption in Zimbabwe? Says that's impossible. Then, Uchuma Wapinda Futi, Uti Umumbu, Uvalelwe Nigat, Indava, Singasos to Senelise, Utala Umumbu Eto. So ke isibuyele kuba undiweni baba undiweni antuzwele ngale pinga kuthiwa ke nxa abantu behola imali so abantu bayahola from ama NGOs kodwa phela kuthiwa kula ma bank so yinkinga ngakho ukuthi ama bank akatshana izalukazi lamaxeku so kumele bedondolozele besiye ama bank besiyakwenza khona ukuthiwa interchange utshintsha imali ku intermarket khonapho so ke wena ungathini ngakho konoko ke osokungani kubhekane labantu.
I think ukuthi afike ezikolo because izikolo ngathi yizo indawo esiduzane lezakhamizi emaphandleni. So nangani ukuthi ngxenye to deal with the problem leyi ukuthi bashintshe izimali landiland khonoko okuthiwayo ngxenye kuyadinga ukuthi khona nakube le ndlela zokuthi abantu ba-access those facilities kuma-schools emakhaya. Otherwise so kubunzima kakhulu and I think also I agree ngiyabonalo le speaker khona ukuthi khona na i-currency leyo kuzisebenze sibili nxa si-serious ngelizwe kumele ibe backed by ama-exports because angeke i-survive nxa ungalabalance of payment. I agree that we need to make sure that even not relying on itobacco because I think it's part of the economy, but may not be able to spend and earn enough foreign currency for the country. So I think that we should not forget the aspect of which we may invest in industry. Our industry is obsolete. It's in the corner. It's filled in Dala. It's filled. Ngiyantolontolo, but yet ngokuthi khona na sizame ukuthi siqalise kakutsha si-embrace kumbe sibambe i-energy kuma-industries okwenzela ukuthi siproduce si-exporte and sithole i-foreign currency. Izindlela leyo ayisoze yaphila, ngiyatsho ayisoze yaphila ngenxa yokuthi ayizo-backed by
ama-exports.
So ngiyavumelana nesinye sikhulumi leyo sithi
siyabonga kakhulu ke ubambe khonapho. So he says there's need for exports, you know, in order to, you know, make sure that maybe the Zim dollar can float in a good way. But he's very skeptical about what is happening in rural Pinga and other places where there are no banks. He says maybe somebody can come out with an app, maybe mobile exchange app or something like that, or some platform where people can just go to a growth point or maybe in a village and then start exchanging their money. And so he says it's a tough situation.
I think we have another caller.
Yes, Slobani Kumani, what is this? What is Slobani? Yeah, it's come on Slobani for it. Hello, caller, how are you?
Hello, Igan.
You're Pira for it, Gunja.
Apira, Igan,
how? This is Apira, I'm Kumalovan.
I'm not Derek.
Yeah, Derek, I want you to be about when I'm going to work for a Konoko and Zagala with Zimbabwe, Konamanji. So, okay, now Sukangel is still when I'm in Tango. Yempahla inganikhona umalisayo. So ke kumele kwenziweni ukuze ukuthi abantu bagcine besenelisa ukuthenga impahla ejene.
Ngaphandle kokubiza amabhondo nalawa kuphela kulokunye bangakwenza. Angoka sevenzi kira mapondi kasi.
To wena mbona zanu kungana kukite kufa kweni manje.
Bona yena de mara ka kuche yi mara ni ri sevenzi kona.
Yena hulumende uti mali leyo yakati zipambana izinto zinene.
Hayi epambanisa yona le yabo le ngasebenzi. Epambanisa yona le.
So singathi wena wena katesi unxa uthola imali useZimbabwe kanjo baba Derek. Nxa ungathola imali US dollar uya ngaphi la?
Katesi asakwazi ukuya ngazo kodwa iyadivesi isebenza ngoyisebenza nje.
Kumbe uyagcina usiya kwahospitaleni kumbe ebhenki kumbe ngapha sikwazi phela.
Kona ibhenki bazibuyo zithi sibophisa.
Ukuthi uyathi ungene ebhenki khonapho uhlubojwe hayi siyezwa kakhulu. So wena ubona zani kuyawo phambili kumele kwenziweni funa ngombono wakho mnumzana?
Hayi bona mele balungisise kati amaminista onafona angahola malini.
Hayi singazi khonapho sizabuza. No sibongile kakhulu Derek uwadiwa kusasa wakho. Yeah, so he says the problem with Zimbabwe is that it's not a question of you know, phasing out the multiple currency system. Just bring it back.
Yeah,
that's what works. You know, he says the bond, throw it away. That's it. Yeah.
let's go to. Yeah. I think we have another caller. I'm coming surprise. Magadi.
Tripo Magadi, mwa blessing.
Aiwa, tripo tipeo funga zeni.
Naida kutaura wana ababa anunzwa mpondao. Naida kutaura mamira kata urumende edu kuti urumende edu kia chayo iripo akishavi mba nayo. Nya eri kuitika ndiye kuti unuona kuti chiriku ti susu chirukunzi kapiru wa maharima simdola anditi. Arukunzi apinda. Yuko zino chinotipa garanti ye kuti mario yo yaka simba uye zia inotisita kure. Chii. Chungwe chunu zakare ndeche kuti. Tutaku ziva o kuti. Ko chino garanti yedu ili papi. Pa mari ze kunji tika tumira mari zedu kusazukuba. South Africa kuno kwa tiri. Kisi tumira ku Zimbabwe. Chino duwana mari zedu arima US. Mutemu yawe ili kungo chinja. Any minute nungurika ni achinja. Chotipa karanti ye kuti asichinje, chinga alachi, no kuti zuro uno. Bondi chairo chairo ranga rim system, which is 1:1. Asi raka kumaro ndari, zongo ndari si 1:1. From Norway. Saka yuko zinezu, chotipa karanti, chinga mbalachi.
Vamponda pindu writings.
Apa chilupisa ndese kuti ma current reforms, vika e-process is not an event. Nupa na mbutola pa yata kuti nyaye kuzoti. Tishike patiri nasi yaka tangira kuma bond coins in tika explain out tika famba say tika zushika patiri asiche chinoti muwe guaranteed for now ndite kuti iso zwa naruto tumi wa maari kubakunze waruto utora arma US dollars upepu heri currency ya watumira iri ukatutumira iso zuma US dollars uruku South Africa wa arma randi munu watumira atopu wa maari iyoyo taka guarantee iyoyo iripo dozu mtuwe itika apana muna hati atumira maari kunze aki bakunze kaza muna abu wa bond note. Ia tumiru wa marani ayo asuku itika isoso asiche chitatu blessing chandudotu wa teriri wanyanyo mbati sisaka ite kutu nya yema current reforms iyo chinu cheche chisinga itwe is event uchi nungo chwa nasofa sanaka aiwa chinu sinotura nguwa chitika mchadija kushika masukachi pamofa na kushika Zimbabwe ya gara ime ya tinoti deficit ya kuchi karikake ya gara chinguwa na ino the balance of payment support from IMF world denge na Britain na America wakiti batira because Zimbabwe has never end enough currency inoendra na nechi nema import needs edu dosa kachika strategy ya ino the import substitution zataku import as a nyanyi is a blessing ukatata mota za hapa road pay Zimbabwe za kushika close to 2 million. And most of those are not petrol. Petrol is not imported. And it is. Most of those are not imported for food in foreign currency. So, if you have adjustments, you can't get a balanced position. You can't get a blame on one person. You can't get over many years. And it's now my imports are not here. Are you a necessary blessing? You can't get a Zimbabwe imports of vegetables that are worth $8 million US dollars. my vegetables for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things, and we've got all this land. It's like my policy issues are true quicker. And for kunge ari anyeni atinoti go congruence yekuti tageta same specific goal atingati mapolicy in piecemeal yekuti taita ichi ukutasirira saka these policies should be in one line such that ku agriculture tiri kupusha towards production of things that we can export where we've got markets. We need to build back our cattle head. Your mombe is there that I am more exported to EU, did you earn a foreign currency? Maru, I am more exported to EU, did you earn a foreign currency? There are those things that we need to do. And these things, unfortunately, are hitting over a few weeks or months. You know, the Mako is cheating. Like I'm a Zimbabwean, you know, that says the longer picture of it. That's why government is coming up with these measures. And I'm going to come to the government to get a job to our app. Mukatasa instrument, Zaire, it's very clear. Zaire kutawara. It kutawara, no person or entity shall buy or acquire maize from any producer. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, not through the GMB.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no person, if you're not a farmer and you're not a producer, you're not allowed to sell maize to GMB. So you can't come this, you can't subsidize in Zimbabwe. So the GMB, you can't get a chibagi from a producer at 900, and it's
Mm-hmm.
You can get a chibagi from a mila at 700. Saka if I'm going to have it, just within me, like I'm not going to move. I don't want to touch back. I think of GMB. It is 700. What's the difference back? It's just GMB. It's 900. It's just a measure to protect the masses. Because to back, it's not going to be affordable to everyone. So this is a subsidized product. Once the product is subsidized, there are controls that you need to have. You know, how are you going to have to back? It's not going to be GMB when you're not a farmer. You're going to want to go to. This instrument is very clear, but it's now being scandalized from how I'm hearing to Facebook. And that's the social media. So, even as a radio, it would be good the way you are going about to inform the people what is the measure actually saying. And if our government, you know, for now, a campaign, a media campaign, to advertise the country, such that it's not taken by those who paid for fake news, as if one of them is going again, things like that. I still don't repeat it. So, you can also know the Chibagin, don't sell Chibagin GMB. Don't try it.
To be a new domain, but we want production. Gibbs, yes, yes, that's okay. Unnego lapos of Togge Ukona. A Nego Gunjanvo Ekunan Slovani Gunjanvoit. You can answer a Utumla case of Kumegile, a lies of Togge Utumla case of Kumegile. She was born again Utabantuatini, Facebook, Kunapas Nave. Slobani, you need to kill up a blessing money. You have to pocket and so what, right? Now, one of the Ulungle Dov, Uti, Linjanbalaleli, Lalele, Nser Ruta Port, Tichu Hansbeck, Ilong Austin, Unove Utu Ser Ruta Port, who's aware Ulungle Uti Ice Sonke, Nser Monze, Zambia, Umtutu Zinjovu, Utin Karim for Lakolamanj, Zakuzama for it to Nomaganjan, who's aware Upayana Lautin Yakela for it. So,
but Mr. Mponda, is there a plan B for Minister Mthuli Ncube here? Because from what the people are saying, failure is an option. What if this fails?
There's an option, obviously, because he's also negotiating with the Paris Donor Conference and the IMF and the World Bank, and the staff monitoring program already in progress. So some of these reforms already with the blessing of the big financial players like the World Bank, IMF, because we have IMF staff in Zimbabwe already.
Mm-hmm.
They are also advising the minister on what he's doing. So it's not really like the minister is doing as he pleases or as he wishes. No. The minister is consulting widely with other experts and other bodies who've got money and who've got capacity. It's people like the African Development Bank. So the minister has been doing these things after consulting.
Mm-hmm.
And after considering this, the effect that it can have on the people, that's why you have all these plans that you've got the Zupco buses now, where could the bus going for 50 cents or a dollar for distances, which is an intervention to cushion the people from the effect of rising prices. Because this price adjustment, it's not in US dollars, it's a new currency that's being introduced. Hence, you're having this anomaly whereby it has moved drastically above. Ideally, when you're a developing country like Zimbabwe, you need a currency, what you call a soft currency, a currency that is depreciating, so that it gives your people an incentive to export. Because once you export, if you earn $1, in your own currency, it will be more. that will allow you to export more to earn more in your own currency. Even if you are, say, remitting money from the diaspora, you earn $100. To someone who's in Zimbabwe, it shouldn't be equivalent to $100. It should be something more in your local currency.
Okay, Mr. Mpola,
you achieve this by having a weaker currency. So that's why the minister is moving away from a hard currency, that's the US dollar. The US dollar is a reserve currency.
Thank you, Mr. Mponda.
So you cannot use that currency. It's too strong for this economy.
Okay, Mr. Mponda, we just want to quickly bring in our third guest, that is the ZCTU Secretary General, Mr. Japhet Moyo. Mr. Moyo, you heard what Mr. Mponda said there, that the government is consulting widely the IMF and other international lenders. But the question is, are they consulting Zimbabweans? Did they consult you before this statutory instrument, 142? Mr. Moyo?
Yes, I'm listening. They might be consulting the IMF, the World Bank, and other players. But I think locally there are some challenges. When we met on Wednesday, on the 26th, organized labor was very clear that they were not aware they were taken by surprise. Some applies with business, kind of the business. So even businesses in Zimbabwe were taken unaware, they were not consulted about this decision. Remember that Zimbabweans are very skeptical about the IMF and the World Bank. They for us in the 90s, and it destroyed jobs, closed companies. So it is very difficult to convince people that anything coming from the IMF at this stage will be able to salvage the situation. Zimbabweans believe that they need to be consulted on how they can be able to buy in to what government needs to implement. Unfortunately, government is not forthcoming.
Thank you. It is former Zambian President Kenneth Kaunda who said that the IMF doesn't care whether you are suffering from malaria, a headache, or a broken leg. They still give you quinine.
Yeah. So now, I think yes, we call it up again. Mkwevu. Mkwevu, unja nkumen? Uyangizwa mkwevu?
Ya yabizwa kahle kahle.
Yeah, unobona njani ukwenzakala mkwevu?
Ya indaba le ingane yasinda. Iyasinda sibili ngendlela izo says that i currency reform le ekhulunywa ngobaba lo wabadinga babo Mponda. Ifana logatsha lesihlahla. Ugatsha lesihlahla nxa isihlahla esikhulu sakhona sivele singaphilanga kahle, ugatsha akula ngayo indlela esingaphila ngayo. Othi ngezinye indlela singabe silokhu sicomba ukuthi sanikazingeti singenza kahle sithoma izalo kodwa isikhathi sesivele sisedlule. Engikubona kuqakathekile ukuthi asibuyelenye emuva silungisise isimo sahulumende lo esikhokhelayo. Uhulumende esikhokhelayo usetshengise ukungathembakali okwesikhathi eside kakhulu. Uthi nxa singakhangela sibuyela emva kancane. Lisakhumbula kwakule khampani ethiwa ngumana Africa.
Yes, siyayikhumbula se yayilale team yebhola.
Singana Africa ukutshona kwayo yatshona ngenxa yokuthi yafaka imali yayo eningi in hard currency kumabhenki eZimbabwe. Bathi befuna ukuyisebenzisa bafica ukuthi yayisiziwe nguhulumende. Osokusenza ukuthi kungabi lo muntu olengqondo ezipheleleyo ovumayo ukuthi afake imali yakhe kuleli lizwe. Ngenxa yokuthi uhulumende kathembakali, engathembakali enjalo kuza kwenza ukuthi impilo yabantu ibe nzima kakhulu.
Ye, lokhu sakhona mnumzane. So I think Mkwevu is one the problem. But all what you're saying is that people must still remember what happened to funds that were used by the government. Still remember those funds that the government
is actually being sued, not only by Mwana Africa. You remember Rio Zim, of course, was also suing the government.
So he says, you know, at the end of the day, people must remember that. Because there are some companies who are still you know, in distress because of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so he says, what type of a company can go today and invest in Zimbabwe and generate the much-needed exports that are being, you know, spoken about by Mponda? Mm-hmm. So he says, no. The problem is the government is not trusted, is not trustworthy at all.
Mm-hmm.
So how then do you push investment? How do you push exports and all those kind of things? He says, mm-hmm. It's impossible.
We have Mkoma Caleb Stole. Mkoma Caleb Stole, Magadi.
Pedu baba, Magadi nini.
Aisu, tingo tamba. Tipe ufungwaze, yu Mkoma Caleb.
Zuruta, na Mkoma Mponda, dinosu nsitita.
Mm-hmm.
Kwaruta ora bati, apane remwe wei kuti government, inga kazi nisesu nisi. Pano, chikwanza kutenga chingwa waka buta, tisinga duri.
Mm-hmm.
Kuti tikatarisa zviri kuitika kaizvo mumaprivacy kana kutenga $2.21 pamunhu asiri kushanda ari kutengesa madomasi hazvitomboite because chirungu kachavari kutaura ichi sandeje government iri kukumbira kuti igadzirise zvinhu izvi ka ruzhinjiri weZimbabwe rakaguta then tikwanise kunzwisisa ari kuenda nekwaaroda kutiita because ezvino government zvari kuita nevanhu vachona vari kuita maprizes kuti ngari hai hatikuziva kuti vari pamwe chete kana kuti taneta ngavaite zvimwe zvinhu zvinoita kuti Zimbabwe tatambudzike nenzara nekunge vachitenderedza because kana vachiti kuti vaende kumabanks watwati chachirungu ichi ngatiregeze mabanks izvi tiite zvokuitira kuti isusu tigute then iwo kana vachienda mabanks vaende ivo vatigadzirirewo isusu tiwane zvakawanda kutira kuti vabereki vedu isusu vakwanise kuwana chapu pamari dzatinenge tichitumira isusu tichibva kumaricho.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vaStole nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. What Mr. Caleb Stole there is saying, our listener, is that he understands everything that Mr. Mponda is saying, but he's saying his main concern is that people don't even have the basics. They cannot even afford bread, you know. So he says it's good to talk about those economic policies in English, but when people have something to eat, he says people will not understand if they cannot afford just the basics to survive on a day to day.
Before we get his reaction, let's go to Mr. Ndlovu. Ubaba Ndlovu, sekuweni. Hey, Baba Ndlovu, unjani lapho kona? Ndlovini, unjani? Yeah, we are still on love.
But you will leave our home.
Yeah, I want you to know to one and Janus Galesburg.
I'm saying that in the lady had a room, no man being a driver, and then Jelani is in the car. All the partner, get it to the open, let Tolo, and the Tolo, so in the new camp, you can have a South Africa. Kuna ba vale nishige mina ngoba kusizwe ukuthi bathenga amadola khona ngizostoka kangubi kude ngoba izinto ezilitshe ngabe South Africa lelo dola lakhona ngeke ngikwazi ukuthi ngithenge ngalo ngabe South Africa
yikho
ke mina nayo ngiyabona
pho manje ungavala
manje
kubeka baba kubeka Ndlovu ngulalele Ndlovu
ngithi ngiyavala kube ngoba kuyafana indaba niyenza bengilokuthi sometimes amadoda angathi egoli bakuukuthi kukhona bakufuna ngale esikole sami ngithi babathina abadala bayekuthatha khona bese bengibhadala mina ngapha ngikwazi ukuthi ngisitoke izinto zami zibuyele zihambe ziye khona bethenga nangalolele dola lele khaya kodwa isikhathi esiningi bengiphiswa ini ukuthi bathenga amarandi ngoba ngisitoka ngapha so manje mali bethenga lana amadola ngizositoka ngathi mina so ngikho ngithenga ngone kavale kuyenzela ukuthi ngasakwazi ukuthi ngijani
So Mr. Ndlovu is a businessman in Matombo. He says he has ordered his employees to shut down the store. because it has been placing orders in South Africa in rands, and so now selling those items in Zimbabwe dollars won't make sense. Since the times what he used to do was he would stock his shop in Matopo and then ask people in South Africa to pay him in rands, and then he would buy and sell, you know, that kind of a thing. So since he was making good business, but now with the Zimbabwe dollars, he can't do anything. So some people have lost their jobs. He's now shut down. He doesn't know what to do next. So he says this is really critical at this stage in Zimbabwe. So we are going to tomorrow. Baba Moyo, we are going to possibly Ubaba Undlovu be Kuluma City. Se vale le story kona ngale matopo. Pho izisebenzi vele ziphila njani?
Ah, kuba lobuzima lapha ke sike esa border eHarare namhlanje ekuseni. Sabona ukuthi ama-business amanengi bayesaba ukuthi ingxenye bangathathelwa ama-license. Kabavalanga ke. Abakwenzileyo ke bakhweze intengo yokuthi lawo nxa uthi uyayigangela kumbe ufuna uthengane imali yangkhona ayifanisi. Sibona ngani nayindlela yokuthi nje abantu asozebambe istopi yawo liyabe lihlala lokuyikhangele ngokuthi imali yangkhona ayikwaniseki. So kulobunzima ke ebantwini ngokuthi impahla zikhona ke imali yangkhona ke esifunakala ke sibona abamabhizinisi ke abanqatshelwa ke kuphela ukuthi bekhweze
ifoni yakho ngazani sitshelela, so sizabuya kuwe baba Moyo, sicela uchede was it sibuye kuwe back khona ngapho. So what Moyo was saying is that you know, they were just going around in Harare checking the prices and so forth. And then the business, just as usual, says businesses are open. But what they've done is they've increased prices of all commodities. So they don't want to be shut down. Because they are fearing that if they shut down, they'll lose their licenses. So instead, they're increasing prices so that their presence is seen by government. So he says the situation is really bad for workers. I guess you've got a
caller. Tina Bama Vinze, Makadi. Bama Vinza.
No fara, and the fara for the things of Chirunga. We don't know how young in the Pabut. One is Anuayata. You don't get a car with a Tina. One no got a bar, but the man who are no gun in the pitch. Achatata botora ekita badari chipele piche Eskom. Tukuno kwa Afrika. South Africa yi mkula hama uti Eskom ya babi ya gadri chibi ya badari Eskom.
Azitore nguwa ele wama vinze. Wama vinza. Azitore nguwa ele. Pabwe yaka badara surukutora nguwa.
Ayo afana ba afana zimare kia ika buni siba fazi babu paduza pa utkaya ya badaro. Kunyepo. Munona kuti nika itombine kunyepa asi bamuza kutonge nyika. Now zvirunde tani hezvano pfefa ari kudrege zvinhu kudoti asvike kuma election 2023. Kada dzise ma reforms ari kudiwa kuti tende kuma election zvakabek. Hamuna ndabvane problem kuti dai ndaigoni totaura no ane ma wrong advisors. Kuti izvo zvichinja hazvidi kana MDC kana chini. Hamuna ndabva ana ma advisors ari right. Gedwi kana kumasanction aibviswa. Ino ari kuramba kuimplimenta zvo zvaakazibvisai. Anhu oramba achitambudzika, hatisi kufara pakugara kwetsukite kunze kuno uchitambura kudai uchitupa munyika dzisi dzedu. Hatine nhamo yekuti tatiri kusenza kuti tibatsire nyika yedu. Handiti ndozvo zvakashata. Mukumbiro amupota ataure chokwadi. Every day tinotenze kupotuku. Zvota komino dzokuzimba platinum minopa azvijeki kuti mari yacho iri kuende. Zvaari kutaura kuti azi platinum nezvese ndiri kutengesa tiri kudai. Mari yacho iri kuende zvo hazvina kujeka handiti. Edu ine zviwanikwa zvakanaka ari kupedza vanhu vashoma. Tikashei mazimba sedu ezvemazimbabwe. Ngaangwarire mangwana achichauya chekusudhani achazotambura nemhuri dzavo dzichatambura. Anhu kutsamwa kwaari kuita uku. uchasimu dehondo zozoti wacha kutamburo zino naki zaachi nemu kuti baka bata achiriba matongo asa acha zonga kutizo zwe tupita kutizo kunyika kwedu ngenhamo ndo mazwa angu nga hata ore chokwada neza tupevu nga zizo hata ore chokwadi cheti kuti tatambu zika tisanyepa politika nyepa hati nyika
tinotenda zvikuru vamavhinza asi hati kurudzire hedu kuti titi pangazoita hodo tinenge chida kuti vanhu vataurirane ndo chirongwa chatinenge tichiita kuti sevana vemunhu mumwe chete zvinenge zvichida kuti vanhu vataurirane pasina bata murefu bata mupfupi todzoka kwamuri vamuponda ndofunga manzwa zvataurwa navamavhinza vari kutaura kuti mataura kuti Zimbabwe ine zvowanikwa zvakati wandei asi hazvisi kubatsira vanhu rimwe dambudziko nderekuti vamwe vanoti tikaenda kumarangi uko kunenge kune nyaya dzehori vamwewo chizotiwo tikatarisa mitemo yacho yezvicherwa iyi inenge yakanyorwa nguva yerodhisha mari yakawanda inoenda kumakambani kwete kuhurumende
ipapo blessing ndabva zvangu matauriro aita muteereri wapedzera kutaura ari kuratidza kushushikana nekurwadziwa iko kuri kuitika muzimbabwe isu tese hatisi kufana nezviri kuitika kuti mapurize ari kukwira everyday hapana ari kufara nazvo kunze kwemunhu ari kuisa mari yacho muhomwe make zviri kurwadza muzimbabweni wese anoda nyika yake kuti mapurize indavaramba kubvaramba achikwira kudai zvinhu zvaita nezuro zvakwira zvakwira sei chicho hatizvikwire mainput acho achinja here ndo patiri kutaura kuti pari kuita information gap chete yekungoti industry maybe nelabour vanofanira kunge vachidzoka futi patable I know kuti a week ago vanga vaina president vachiita yatinoti tripartite talks and I hope that forum icharamba ichiitika yekuti vatungamiri vevashandi nevashandirwi nehurumende vanogara pasi vachionesana kuti zvakadai zvakadai nyaya yecurrency iyi inyaya iri sensitive yekuti kazhinji haipiwe one warning yekuti mangwana chichabva tadai nokuti vanhu vanenge vachioti speculation ndosaka zvanga zvichingotaurwa kuti ichauya mari itsva ichauya mari itsva but date racho haribude reichozivikana nevamwe vashoma chete kuti even vari muzanupf kuti hatozvizivi date racho iro rinozongosetwa kureserve bank nekuministry of finance ndovanozosarudza zuva rekuti mari yauya izvo zvinoitirwa kuprotecta integrity yenyika necurrency yacho saka zvataichida kukurudzira pamamiriro aita zvinhu ndeyekuti vanhu ngavaregere kubva vanonoita hasha dziyedzie dziri personal dzachiratidzwa nemuteereri abva kutaura uyo nekuti maitikiro ari kuita zvinhu nyika yao iri kugadzirika asi hazvi kugadzirika at the rate of which pese tinoda tangativa kuti dai zvabva zvanaka nhasi asi hazvigoneki maexports tinawo asi chimwe chatataura ndechekuti tiri kuexporta pasina inonzi value addition yandingapai example yekuti motikari dzatotenga kubva kujapan pamwe dziri kugadzirwa nesimbi yabva muzimbabwe asi iri simbi inobuda maybe $1,000 yakuzoka yamota yakunzi $20,000 ndopanimwe patiri kurasika kuti ngatiite beneficiation value addition kuti maexports edu akwirire instead of kuexporta iri fojwa ngatiexpose ari macigarettes aproceswa zvinova izvo zvinokwana nyika yawane mari yakati o tisaexpota raw diamond
tinotenda vamuponda rega titore muteereri wekupedzisira
ye baba mpofu pose lokucina konapo mwewe peni ndamubva ngosi baba mpofu ye pose lakora baba mpofu ukone kucinga
ye nkona wapi
ye ngamapishani sibili sikhathi sesiphelile uribona njani okwenzakale zimbabwe
anako okwenzakale zimbabwe kukuhlungu kakhulu
ye iredio iyo ikadzise kupambanisa siza kungenisa kuhlelo oluzayo isikhathi du mfanekaya so kedwa next week sizabe silayo ngemonday so ukhumbule usithumezele nombolo yakho kwenzela ukuthi sixoxe lawo sibongile empofu wam pressing time is up mam
Unfortunately, time is not our best ally, and we have to end it here. We want to take this opportunity to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Michael Ndiweni, Informal Traders Leader, Mr. Gilbert Mponda, a businessman, and also the ZCTU Secretary General, Mr. Japhet Moyo. Thanks to our viewers, our listeners, and of course our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producer. Signing off and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying have a lovely weekend. Bye-bye.